have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah. We're so delighted to be here with you on this evening. Amen. Go ahead and let me know if you can hear me well. Glory to God. Let me know if you can hear me well. We thank God on tonight. for each and every one of you. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We're so happy to be here. You know, millions didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. And for that, we are truly grateful. I won't sit and tell you about all it took for me to get here today, but I will tell you this. I had a but God moment. It looks like every time I try to do this or do this and do that, I had a but God. So I'm here tonight only because God made a way. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord on tonight. So listen, go ahead and call a neighbor. Call a friend and let them know that I did make it. Amen. Let them know I'm here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going in. Hallelujah on the devil, and we ain't going to stop till we get our reward. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and call them and tell them I'm here tonight. Tag a neighbor. Tag a friend. Sow a word. Amen. Let them know that we're here tonight to do what God has called us tonight to obey God. We're here tonight because we hearken to the voice of the Lord. Amen. So we love you guys on tonight. Amen. We thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. We thank God for Bishop James Hunter. Amen. And the Forever Flowing Ministries family. We just praise God for everything that, you know, the things that he allow us to do. Amen. He doesn't have to do it, but he does. And because he does, we don't take advantage of it. We don't abuse it. Amen. But we use it for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We love the Lord on tonight. If you don't know it, now you do. Amen. We come to represent Jesus. We come to talk about Jesus. We come to lead you back to your only love. Because, listen, when it boils down, you'll find out that you might have had 5 loves. You might have had 10 loves. You might have had 20 loves. But the only love that loved you back, the only love that was really reciprocated was the love of God. Can I get a witness up in here on tonight? Hallelujah. You had Billy, Bob, Joe. You had all these different lovers. But the only one that could love you like you need to be loved was God. So we just thank God tonight. Amen. We're getting ready to go into a word of prayer. I pray that you guys have had an amazing day. I pray that all is well with you. I pray that the Father will continue to restore, to add back unto you. Amen. So I'm praying, you know, even for your later night, that you would even sleep and rest in God. I'm telling you, some of us have not been sleeping well. Some of us have been up because God has us up at all different times praying. Some of our assignments are different. But one thing about it, when he called you to pray, all of us go in to pray. Amen. We have to go in into prayer. So it's very serious out here, people of God. You can't take your life for granted. If you take it for granted, you're subject to you lose the life that God has given you. All right? So you have to be wise. It's sad that you can't go anywhere, but you really can't go out anymore. We love to go out to lunch with a friend or whatever, or a group of, you know, friends. But, you know, it depends on where you're going. You got to make sure nowadays that when you go out, that you go to the places that is conducive for, you know, even for you to be in, conducive even for the Lord to be in. You don't want to be nowhere, and because of who you are, you have to bow to their customs. Amen. You know how they say it, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. Some of you don't need to be bowing, amen, to other customs and other religions. You need to bow to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now we're going into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. We love you because you are our Father. We thank you, God, for being who you are in our lives. Father, on tonight, God, we need you tonight. We need you. Somebody needs you for one thing. Some need you for another. But we need you on tonight. God, we need you to do just what you said you was going to do. Lord, we need you to make a way. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you, oh God, to settle some things, oh God. Lord, throw your weight around on tonight, oh God. Settle right here, oh God. Settle in us, oh God. Settle in our minds tonight, oh God. Settle in our spirits. We need you, God, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. We need you to move for us, God. We need you to make a way for us, God. We need you to open doors for us, God. We need you to cause our enemies to be at peace with us, oh God. And we call it on you, God. We can't do nothing till you come. So, Father, we thank you right now. Let us be your eyes and your ears on tonight. Let us move in the realm of the Spirit as you lead, oh God. Father God, your will, not our will, be done. And we thank you on tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. It's all in his name that we do pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to the word of the Lord, where we do understand that this word has been preached over and over and over and over again. Amen. But I'm going to talk about it tonight because God gave me a little sentence early Sunday morning. You know, he just gave me something out of the blue, you know, dropping in nuggets, revelation, knowledge, you know, things that I should do to help lighten my load and stuff like that. And he dropped this word, and it was so, you know, I'm listening to the word, too. When I listen, when I tell you the word, you know, it's going to be like, wow, you know, it ain't going to hit you. Then when it start resonating in your spirit, you'll get up and move. You'll get up and run. You'll get up and walk. You'll get up and clap. It will have, or it will cause a reaction out of you, amen, based off you saying it, okay? So I'm going back to a familiar scripture, you know, familiar verse in time. We're not going to be reading the whole thing, but I just want to talk to you about what God has conveyed to me. God loves us, you guys. He cares about us, and he'll never put more on us than what we can bear. And when we can't bear it, he'll give us a way of escape. But the Lord wants you to know that there's some of us who have been isolated, some of us who have been ostracized, criticized. There's some of us who have been overlooked because they could not understand the anointing that was on our lives. But some of us, they are talking about us even on today, and I'm talking about people in leadership, because they want to be where you are and cannot. Amen. Even if they're putting themselves there, they still won't be able to be, they're not graced for it. Amen. So we want to talk to you. Amen. For those of you who feel like, listen, I'm at my wit's end. I'm at my wit's end. I've tried everything that I could try. I've done everything that I could do. I've said the last song. I've sung the last song. I've ran the last mile of the way. And I'm tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. And to those of you who feel like, listen, there's nobody hears you. Nobody sees you. Nobody pays attention to you. For those of you who feel like, listen, I'm in this thing all alone. For those of you who feel like, listen, why me, God? Why everything has to be me? Why I have to go through all the life experiences and not nobody else? Why is it that you take me through so much? God, I'm only human. I'm only a mere man. I'm only a mere woman. Why do I have to go through so much? Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to tonight? I'm talking to the person that says, listen, I want to do right, and every time I try to do right, evil was always present. I'm here trying to talk up for the ones who said they threw me under the bus. Yes, they did. They did everything. They even tried to nail me to a tree, but they couldn't. I'm trying to tell you tonight, God has a word for you in mind. For those of you who can't understand my anointing, don't knock it, baby, till you try. Come on here. Hallelujah. Maybe God will give you a double portion. When you don't understand something, I'm reminded of this cliche. It says, if you can't beat them, join them. Come on here, somebody. Who am I talking to tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're here, and we are dealing with a few things because of what is transpiring in the world. I need for you guys to pay attention to what's going on in your city, in your state. Things are drastically changing. Murders are on a drastic rise. young boys from the age of 8 to 21 are in bondage or on their way to prison or already in jail or on their way. I'm telling you, from at 18 and 20 to 21, they got a number already. Hallelujah. Up under their name, there's a number that represents them being in the state prison or the federal prison. The enemy, that's the trap of the enemy that he have set for many, many hundreds of years, that our African-American male seed would be pulled and snatched up out of the homes so that it would leave the wifeless, the children fatherless. Amen. I just want you to know tonight, that's okay. This because the enemy set this up don't mean we fall in it. Amen. Talk back to me, church. And if you can hear me, oh, those who are on this other line, let me know you can hear me. Amen. You don't have to fall into that trap because somebody else is doing it. Listen here. You're supposed to have enough sense to do it your way or to do it another way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we just give God glory tonight. We give him honor and we give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going into the word of the Lord. If you have your Bible, please raise your Bibles. Amen. And let me know that you have the greatest book of all time. Amen. We're going into the Bible of the 27th chapter. Matthew, I'm coming out of a different version. And it reads verse 1 through 2. In the night, in the first light of dawn, all the high priests and religious leaders met and put the finishing touches on their plot to kill Jesus. Listen, Jesus was not merely killed by his peers. This Bible says that he was by religious leaders, by high priests. These were men in authority. Y'all ain't talking back to me. These were men in authority. He was put to death by people in authority, those who have an influence. Lord Jesus, glory to God. So as they put him to death, the word says, then they tied him up and paraded him to Pilate, the governor. Judas, the one who betrayed him, realized that Jesus was doomed. Overcome with remorse, he gave back the 30 silver coins to the high priest, saying, "I've sinned. I betrayed an innocent man." They said, "What do we care? That's your problem." Another Bible says, I've sinned. I'm going to get the right word for you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it begins to say, they said, what do we care? What do we care? Hallelujah. And that's not our problem. Lord, have mercy. Another version says, they said, when he said, and I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See that, see thou to that, see thou to it. That's your problem, sir. It ain't our problem is what they were saying to him, right? And then it began to say, Judas threw the silver coins into the temple and left. Then he went out and hung himself. Lord, have mercy. We are finding out that there are murders going on right now in the body of Christ. A young prophet that I had the pleasure at the beginning to help steer his prophetic gift. Amen. And he was murdered on last night. Amen. For a lot of things that he had done. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this, people, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by it, okay? I don't care if you're a pastor, preacher, a lieutenant, president, which you always be called Mr. President, or whatever your title is, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by it, all right? Glory to God. So the Bible begins to say, and the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. It is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, the field was called the field of blood even unto this day. So the high priest, they picked up the silver. Amen. And the Bible began to say it wouldn't be right to give this the payment for a murder as an offering in the temple. They decided to get rid of it by burying the potter's field and using it also as a burial place for the homeless. That's how they decided. I mean, that's how the field got called Murder Meadow. Murder Meadow, a name that has stuck to this day. Then Jeremiah's word became history, right? And another Bible says, and they call it, y'all, I'm sorry, the field of blood. They call it the field of blood, all right? And so the Father begins to say to me, he says, when you have done all you can do, I'm going to bless some of y'all on tonight. When you've done all that you can do, amen. When you reach your wit end, you know you're ready to quit now. But when you try to reconcile with people that didn't want to reconcile with you, when you have gone to ask for forgiveness and they wouldn't accept your forgiveness. When you have gone and tried to reach out, come on here, reach out and touch somebody, and they didn't want to listen. They didn't want to talk to you because they felt like you harmed them. When you try to reconcile, when you try to go out of your way and please them, even though it wasn't reciprocated, when you even said, I love you, in spite of what's going on, I still love you, and they didn't reply, let me tell you something, it's okay. Hallelujah. God say to tell them to get it in blood. Y'all don't hear me tonight. The word of the Lord is get it in blood. Get it in blood. Get it in blood. The way you feel about me, I can't do nothing about it. Get it in blood. The lies that you're telling on me, get it in blood. Though they slay me, yet I'm going to trust God. Get it in blood. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying tonight. Yes, yes, yes. All of those who are conjuring up to come up against you, to rise up, who raising up armies and against you, listen, tell them to get it in blood. You thought that was nothing to me, and you thought that because you dogged me out, you drug me through the mud, you drug my name, you Lord have mercy, Jesus, you stopped talking to me, you left me for dead, that I wasn't gonna live. Come on here, God say, get it in blood. Yeah. You don't understand what I'm saying. I get it. I get it that you slow today. I get it that you hooked on funny. But the Father say, get it in blood. We're trying to worry about who's who and what's what. Don't worry about them. Get it in blood. Sometimes we worry about the wrong thing. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, they lied on you. Yes, they lied on your name. They're lying on you today. Right now, they're talking about you. Right now, they got your name in their mouth negatively. Right now, they wish you were dead. Right now, hallelujah, glory to God. Right now, you don't even stand a chance with them. But when you try, do all that you can do. Make sure that you do all that you can do. Because guess what? When you've done all you can do, you can get it in blood. Come on here. Hallelujah. When you do things right, you can get it in blood. I'm trying to tell you, hallelujah, when they rise up against you and everybody on the team is against you and you're the only one by yourself, hey, tell them to get it in blood. You say I owe you something and I'm trying to get things straight with you, but you won't let me. So now you're going to have to get it in blood. The streets, oh, Lord, have mercy. The streets have their slang and the things that they do, their slang and whatever. And when somebody done them wrong, or if somebody have stolen from them and they trying to rectify, or if they or somebody say they've stolen from them and they try to rectify, They tell you the streets got that saying, get it in blood. So I'm trying to tell y'all, if the streets can have it, definitely, surely I got it. God said to tell y'all to get it in blood. If you don't understand the anointing that's on my life, so what? Get it in blood. If you, my shit, out of the Messiah. You keep talking and worrying about what I got going on. You need to get it in blood. You need to get you something going on. Come on here. You worrying about what the next man doing. What are you doing? You're not doing nothing but running your mouth, always worried about somebody else's business. You are a tailbearer in other folks' matters. You can't even take care of your own matters while you're trying to worry about my baby. To be honest, if I was to change hands with you, you would even make it. Because I'm going to tell you, my life have me sometimes scratching my head and saying, Lord, I trust you, even though I don't see you moving. I don't see, I don't feel you, but I trust you. Hallelujah. How many of you know we have to take God at his word? So the Bible begins to say, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value. Now listen, the children of Israel value our father, Jesus, his son, the son of the living God. He only had 30 pieces of silver. Y'all, listen, that ain't no money. Y'all not understanding. It ain't no money. You know what I'm saying? And gave him for the potter's field as the Lord appointed. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, aren't thou the king of the Jews? I'm sorry. And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. Jesus never answered him correctly. He went, whatever you say, that's what it is. He said, I'm not going to argue with you. Listen, I came here on an appointed assignment. I came here for an appointed time. My timing is up. I have to do what the Father says do. And it is his will that I go to this cross. It is his will that I carry these burdens. It is his will. But listen, he told us, he said, take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, my God, tonight. And my burdens are light. So while you're trying to carry all these heavy burdens, while you're trying to handle everything in this world, God never told you to do it by yourself. Listen, you don't have to carry these burdens alone. You are never alone. Never alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why you around here walking as if you by yourself, talking as if you're by yourself, doing things, and you're about to run yourself crazy. I'm telling you, some of you are losing your mind. Why? Because you don't even realize you got a present help. God, in the time of trouble. Now, some of you don't even realize the help is already walking with you. He's walking with you. He's carrying you. And you don't even realize, well, that's why you're going crazy. My God. Hallelujah. We still in the book. Tonight, I got to tell you, though, whatever you don't like about me, so be it. Now, I may not like it about you either. Come on. Hallelujah. Whatever you feel about me, so be it. Because guess what? I may feel the same way about you. So whatever it is what it is. I don't care how you feel. Your feelings towards me or concerning or about me will not stop God from blessing me. Your feelings about me negatively will not stop God from taking care of me. Your feelings about me negatively will allow God to raise me up right in the presence of my enemies, right in your face. God will bless me right in your face, right dab in your face. And then you'll sit there looking foolish because you don't know what hit you. I'm trying to tell you, your opinions of me does not matter because I refuse to let you hinder me. I refuse. Listen, when you are an eagle, you never come down and deal with the pigeons. Come on here. You don't come down off your throne to deal with chickens. My God, we're not the same. My God, tonight, we are not the same. And some people say that's a grade above my pay raise. You best believe it. Hallelujah, because eagles ain't like y'all ordinary birds. You got the humming bird. He hums. All he do is, oh, Lord, I ain't finna talk about the birds tonight. Hallelujah. But what kind of bird are you? My God, what kind of bird are you? But be like me. You want to talk about me? Be like me. Hallelujah. Everything I'm doing, I'm getting it in blood. Come on here. Hallelujah. I'm getting it in blood because Jesus paid the price. He paid the ultimate price for us. We were bought with a price. Hallelujah. And everything that I've ever would go through, everything that I would ever feel that wasn't of God, I'm telling you, Jesus paid it at the cross. Everything that, listen, my bad attitude, sometimes my not want to be bothered with Negroes. Oh, yes, I said it. Sometimes we not want to be bothered with church folks. Mm-hmm. Oh, God took that all to the cross. Amen. He took all of my sins, all of my burdens. Guess what? He bore it at the cross. And while we around here playing, some of this stuff that we are dealing with, we shouldn't be dealing with it because he took it at the cross. Why are we still dealing with so? Yes, I know the Bible said these light afflictions, but only for a moment. So why are we dealing with so much sickness? We don't forget what the word says, for he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're already healed. We've forgotten about what the word says, that healing is the children's bread. So we don't pray his word, and that's why you don't see deliverance. You don't pray his word. When you go to God in prayer, you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You don't go in doubt. Can I tell you, daughters, tonight, every time you go in doubt, you are forfeiting your blessing. You are forfeiting your birthright. You are forfeiting and fumbling the ball. You can't, God can't bless you. God can't add to you. And every time he gets ready, you done fumble the ball again. You got to stay focused. Not get focused, but stay focused. Some of you couldn't stay focused if your life depended on it. Every time you see hear a door open, that you're turning your head to see who's coming in. Every time you hear something drop, you're looking for the sound to see what happens. Staying focused means, though the door open, I don't be moved by the door. I'm not even looking that way. Something falls means, that I don't have to look that way either, because if it failed, I ain't got to, you know, hey, it is what it is. So listen, people of God, we cannot, we got to stay focused. It's imperative that you stay focused, or you're going to lose sight of what God has for you. If you don't stay focused, I said that you will lose sight of what God has for you. If you don't stay focused, it's going to cause you to go contrary to the will of God. If you don't stay focused, you're going to forfeit your blessing and those that are tied to you. If you don't stay focused, you're not going to be able to function and live throughout these end times, because the end times are going to cause you to stay focused even more so now than ever, because you don't know which way is up, and the only way you're going to know is that God give you the strategies. So you got to be one that go in prayer and fasting. These kind only come out by much fasting and prayer. So you can't be no a talebearer. You can't be on a gossip on the phone all day trying to get information. You can't be one that don't study your word to make it in these end times. In these end times, you got to know them that labor among you. You got to know the word for yourself. You got to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Come on, somebody. I thought I was here to have church tonight. Glory to God. I can't hear nobody. I don't hear. Son, I'm old tired. And we thank you tonight, God. So then, verse down in verse 12. And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. See, we can't be like that. When they ask us something, we gotta get smart cussing. We have no we gotta get smart with cussing. We have no tact. We don't know when to speak, how to speak, what to speak. We just say anything. You understand what I'm saying? But Jesus didn't answer them. He didn't listen. He didn't have to answer them. It was over. He knew his fate. He knew that he was going to that cross, amen, so that what he was sent there could be fulfilled through him. Amen. He had a job. He had a mission. He was on assignment. He had a mandate. Some of you have been given a mandate by God right now, and some of you know what your mandates are, but are you willing, are you working towards them? No. Some of you are so lazy when it comes to the spiritual realm. You're lazy. You ain't trying to do nothing in the spiritual realm, but you want to dance, pop your behind, all sit up and all in folks' faces with your nasty tail selves doing everything but what God wants you to do. Listen, I'm calling you out. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. You got anointings on your life, and there are some people wish they were anointed. Amen, and they missed their opportunity. They didn't answer the call of God on their life. And so now that they don't feel that it's there anymore, they don't, you know, they just wish and wish, Lord, I wish I had answered the call when I was young. Lord, I wish I had answered you, Lord. Amen. They can still serve the Lord in their old age. But it's better when you're young, when he can use it, when you're mobile, where you can move around, and where God can really get the glory out of your life. God can use you at any age. But when you can't walk and you can't hardly talk, you know, now how you can only make a difference by showing up for God, by coming to church, praising him in the way that you can praise him. But when you had all the faculties of your mind and the limbs, all of your limbs were working properly, you chose to stay in the club. You chose to stay in the streets. You chose to stay on the street corners. You chose to do whatever it was that was against the will of God for your life so that you wouldn't have to obey him. And now that you're old and about to die, you want to come to the Lord. You want to have a come to Jesus moment. Listen, God will still save you now because he got the right heart. He has the heart of it where he'll forgive you. Amen. But if it was me, I would tell him, Lord, just leave him right on out there. No, I'm just playing. Amen. I have to joke sometimes to keep from crying. A lot of times, you know, to be honest with you guys, a lot of times you don't know what leaders go through. All leaders are different. Amen. But we should have the same common goal, and that's Jesus Christ. All right? All of us have different mandates. So, therefore, I may not talk like your leader because your leader's mandate may not be what my mandate is. You may have a leader who does not have any burdens on him or her for the people or anything that the Lord burdened them with because they may not be prophetic. Amen. And they may not even be able to see in the realm of the spirit. So they may not have that, you know, that burden on them. But I'm telling you, God will give you a burden based off of your level of prayer, based off of how much you let him use you. He will begin to do more things. He'll begin to even show demonstrations, signs, and wonders. He'll begin to let you operate more in him, right, and in the spiritual realm so that you can get his job done. When those people do not want to do what God called them to do, instead of you going on about your business, now you want to talk about us that do. It don't take all that. Mighty funny, you want to say it, take it now because you almost near death. Don't get on your deathbed to then want to praise God. Y'all hear what I'm telling you? While you have an opportunity, give God your life. Do not wait to get on your deathbed and now you want to come to Christ. Because the truth be told, had you got sick when you was young and you was in the Lord, you probably would be healed right now. Still living a healed life. And then sometimes we put ourselves in predicaments that we shouldn't be in. And that is one of them. When you don't have to settle for stuff, and it's that may be beneath you, don't settle for it. Amen. Stop settling. That's another problem we have. We settle for everything that even though we may have morals, we got principles. You know, I got a standard. That's just me. I got my own standard. I've always had it. I wasn't gonna shack. I didn't want the children before out of wedlock. These are my standards. Can't nobody be mad with me for mine, okay? Because I'm not mad at you for yours, amen. But my standards are lined up in a lot of areas. And it's some more things. You know, I was just sharing it with you. And don't come trying to crucify me because you can't put me on no tree. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just sharing some of my standards. When I say standards, that is what I mean. My standards was, you wasn't going to waste my time. I wasn't going to waste your time. I'm upfront about it. I talk. I communicate. We don't communicate. And that's a shame that we have poor communication skills. We can't articulate one sentence concerning who we are. Somebody said, well, who are you? Well, that's a hard question. You mean to tell me it's hard to know who you are? I find it strange that you've been living with you all the years you've been living, and you don't know who you are. Y'all, people don't know who they are. Y'all think it's a game and think it's funny, but I'm telling you, they don't know who they are, and they're fumbling the ball. But tonight the Lord wants you to get it in blood. Anytime you listen, if you got creditors and you tried to pay them and they didn't want you to pay them and all of these things, tell them to get it in blood. Because right now, I ain't going to tell y'all that. Just if you need any dealing with getting your credit straight, you can inbox them. We can talk about it. But you need, there's some things you ain't even got to pay right now. You ain't even got to pay back. Get it in blood. You mad at me? Get it in blood. Amen. Hallelujah. You thought I took something from you? Get it in blood. Because one thing about it, if I've wronged you, I would come back and apologize. I'm big enough to do that. Amen. I do it all the time. If I say something wrong, that was wrong, even what, if I read it wrong, or if it was if I said it the way that it was written, and then they retract it, I'll come back still and apologize. Amen. Because sometimes, if we know the news, they will deflect and they, you know, try not to say the truth, so they lying to the people, their false narrative. Right, and so when we're listed, I could see the real thing, and I thank God that He allows me to see in the realm of the spirit, so that we don't be hoodwinked, bamboozled, and fooled, amen, by the rulers of darkness of this world. So, all you need to tell them, and they keep on picking on you, say you better get it in blood, get it in blood. Because when they have to get it in blood, when you telling them to get it in blood, that don't mean that you want to fight or you want to shoot to kill. No, I'm simply telling you to get it in blood. Go to the one who purchased me. Go to the one who saved me. Go to the one who filled me and delivered me and made me whole. Go to the one who woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Go to the one who gives me life every day, morning by morning, new verses I see. Go to the one that says, you are mine and I am yours. Go to the one who is the love of my soul, the lifter of my head. Go to my creator, the creator of all mankind. Go to the one, hallelujah, that we know him to be Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. Go to the one that we know to be Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah. Go to the one that we know him to be Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Tishkenu. Go to the one that we know him to be Elohim and Adonai. Go to it, right? Hallelujah. So whatever you thought about me, that's negative. Whatever you're feeling right now, get it in blood. Get it in blood, because that's the only way you're going to get it, because you can't do nothing with me. Amen. That's simply what I'm telling you on tonight. They can't touch this. While they doing all that talking, they can't touch you. They can't touch you. They can't stop nothing. They can't stop God from producing what he want to produce in your life. You are the only one that can stop God's hand from moving for you. You. When you start acting like them, then you forfeit your blessings. You cause him to stop. You shut up his bowels of compassion, my Lord. So listen, I wouldn't worry about what they're saying. Don't lose no sleep over there, honey. Hey, if you're going to lose some sleep, let me tell you what to lose some sleep over. If I'm going to lose some sleep, I want to lose some sleep over these millions of dollars I'm going to make, over these millions of dollars I'm going to have. I want to lose some sleep over there when they dropping it in my account. I want to hear it go ding, 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 like that casino bell, ding, 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 ding. I want to hear that. Amen. Hallelujah. If I wait and stay up all night, I'll lose sleep. Wait, until that money hit the right place. Come on here. Until it come in the right way and until it come in with all these zeros behind it. I'm trying to tell you, I'll lose sleep over that because I'm looking for my reward. I don't know about you, but God said there's a reward. There's a recompense of reward. Don't you throw away your confidence, for there's a great recompense of reward. So whatever you think about Apostle Sylvia Hunter, and I'm just using myself as an example, get it in blood. You don't know me, get it in blood. Go to the Lord. Go to the one who made me. Go to my creator and get it in blood. He can tell you all about me. He can tell you anything you need to know about concerning me if he wants to tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. So on tonight, we talk for his word. Amen. Get it in blood. 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 Yeah, all that talk, get it in blood. We're going to squash this. We're going to get it in blood. You get in the blood. Whatever you feeling, whatever you're thinking, whatever life has thrown at you, whatever situations have come up and have arisen in your life, every situation, every circumstance, amen, every condition that was not suitable for you, or and me people made it not suitable, tell them to get it in blood. Because now that God is elevating you, you plan to stay on top. Hallelujah. And not on bottom. Come on here. I'm telling you, God is raising some of you out of Lodabar right here tonight. Some of you are being raised out of Lodabar. Don't you ever go back to the pit, because I'm trying to tell you, God wants to take you into your Goshen. Hallelujah. Where you'll go into the land of the milk and the honey. I'm telling you, where you can eat fine things, where you can eat good food. Hallelujah. Where you can have some filet mignon. You can have some caviar if that's what you wish. Amen. I can have that right now. I ain't got to wait. Amen, to go to paradise to have it. I eat that right now if I desire. Come on here. I'm trying to tell you, God wants to let you have the best of the best, the little cream of the little crop. He's trying to give you, listen, I'm telling you, he's trying to give you something that was never offered to you. Your mama and daddy didn't do it, but God want to do it for you because he said you're special to him. Amen. Hallelujah. We just love the Lord on tonight, y'all. We love God's people. Amen. I hope y'all enjoyed the word on tonight. We're going to go ahead and move forward. I want y'all to pay attention. Amen. I want y'all to pay attention. We want you to go ahead and as we get ready, Dr. Kimmy Kim is going to open up the phone lines. We want you to be courteous. Amen. We want you to be courteous. So we're going to give y'all a second for that to come forth. We want you to tell us your name, city and state that you're chiming in from. Amen. Amen. All right.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. This is
good evening. You're on the air with the Apostle. How are you this evening?
Yes. All is well. I'm chiming in from the Brookhaven location, Brookhaven, Mississippi, that is. And I just want to thank you for that word on tonight. We got to get it in blood.
Get it in blood.
That's it. Get it
Listen,
in blood.
Because they can't get it no other way. And they ain't going to get it when they try to get it in blood, because God did it. You want to know why?
That's right. Amen.
God did it. You want to know why his hand is on our life? God did it. Get it in blood.
Amen.
You want to know why we able to maneuver in the earth? Get it in blood. You want to know so much? Get
Amen.
It in blood. Amen. But it does not mean that it won't happen for you now. Some of you just lay his spirit, you know, and you don't think
Amen.
That it takes all that, but it does. Your spiritual walk
Amen.
With God, you cannot dictate how and when God is going to use it and how much. He may require you to fast so much till it scares you. You know what I'm saying? But it only disciplines you. A lot of people don't want discipline, and that's what I'm learning
okay.
in the body of Christ, even teaching. Teaching people right now, I'm learning that they don't want discipline. They only want it when they're in need of something. And
Amen.
We got to get out of that mentality. Well, woman of God, you know,
Amen.
You got to stay encouraged. Stay on the winning side. Amen. Which is the
yes,
Lord's
Lord.
Side. Amen. Continue to show up for God everywhere you go. Every chance you get, tell the world about Jesus and tell them about his love. It's to a point now that our status just changes once we totally submit to God. You know, you saw for an example like your status being changed from single to married, right? So our status changes when we go ahead and surrender our lives to the Father. We're now blood bought. Woo!
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now blood bought. Blood
yes,
bought.
Lord. Amen.
Blood
Amen.
In. Get it in blood.
The blood of Jesus. Yes,
the
Lord.
Blood
yes, Lord.
Is that. So you can't touch this. You can't touch this mortal body. The only way you can touch it is if the
Amen.
Lord allowed. If he don't allow, you can't do nothing. Amen.
That's right.
So
Amen.
I want you to be encouraged.
Thank you for that word on tonight.
Because,
yes.
you know, they need to get it in blood. They can't handle, they can't deal with you. Now, you know what I'm saying? Let them get it in blood. Because whatever they was holding from you right now, they ain't going to have to worry about getting in blood. Already paid for. And they're going to pay what they owe. One way or another.
Or the other.
You hear what I'm telling you? One way or another. Amen. God don't sleep. And he ain't slumbering. He ain't sleeping. Amen. Oh, no, he don't sleep. He don't miss a beat. He don't miss nothing. Amen. Well, we love you on tonight. I thank you for tuning in with me. Amen. On tonight.
Amen. And you're going to be
encouraged. Amen. I love you too. Be encouraged in the Lord,
Amen.
Woman of God. Amen. God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
Thank you. God
you're
bless
welcome.
You.
I accept. Amen. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the Apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ronnie calling from Houston, Texas. And I like the word on tonight, get it in blood.
Get in blood. And, you know, most people think, well, ooh, is that hood? Is that Ebonics? It's not Ebonics, honey. It's just above your knowledge of the word of the Lord. It's just above your revelation. Because some people don't have revelation, so they wouldn't understand what I'm saying. And so they'll try to challenge me saying, get it in blood, because they don't have a revelation that God gave me or a revelation that he probably would give them if they just chill out and stop trying to be so petty. Well, we honor the Lord. I thank God for you tonight. I want to share this with you. I listened to you this morning in prayer, and I am really enjoying listening to the woman of God that God is raising up in prayer like he's raising you up. I'm telling you, I would not turn back. There would be nothing for me to turn back to because ain't nothing back there. I would keep going to the end to see what the end going to be. You hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Stay encouraged.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the Apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Harmon. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I just want to say that word on tonight, and may the Lord refill you with the word that you have released to his people on tonight. Much needed word. And I thank the Lord for shedding his blood for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. I totally agree. We have to be thankful for the blood. We don't really realize the price of the blood. It's everything. It's everything. There's no amount of money that could buy it. Can't nobody pay. There ain't nobody got enough money to purchase what God purchased.
Amen.
Amen. They can't even do it. You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand.
Amen.
That we were bought with a price, amen,
yes,
and
yes.
Not because we were bought into slavery. The devil is a lie. I have to shut that
amen.
Down. No, we were not bought as slaves. He just brought us all into the union with him where we are connected now, not by relationship or biological sisters and brothers in law, but now we are related by blood. Y'all don't hear me?
Yes,
not
yes,
by,
Lord.
And I'm talking about by the blood of Jesus, which connects
yes,
us to
yes.
him. We have access,
yes, Lord Jesus.
We have access to him. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
and so
Lord.
I'm thankful and grateful for what God is doing. Amen. In the lives of
amen.
People. And all we got to
yes,
do
Lord.
Is stay in position. Don't forfeit.
Yes.
Don't fumble the ball.
Amen.
Amen. Because we cannot afford to lose. I don't know about nobody else, but I can't afford to lose. I'm like,
amen.
Man, I pulled my
yes.
hair out.
Yes, Lord,
I'm trying to figure out right now, Lord, which way you want me to go? Which way you want me to do,
yes,
Lord?
Lord.
What
wait.
Listen, God, now you told me if I do this, you're going to do this. All right, now I need
yes,
you to make,
Lord,
I need you to meet these bills. I need you to do this. Now, I got
yes,
things to
yes,
do.
Lord,
I gotta be, I'm going to do what I got to do. Come hell or high water.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
You know, and I'm just saying that's a real conversation right there. And
yes,
no
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, there are times when, you know, we're stretched. And God said, well, if I can stretch, if you let me stretch you and you take
yes,
it and you build from it, you'll be able to listen. Because anytime God does a stretching in you, he's
yes.
stretching all the old stuff out and putting new stuff in. He's stretching
oh, hallelujah.
You to the past. Showing you that no, you're not made of this, but because I'm in you and you, because I am in you, I call
yes.
you to be able to do these things. I'm calling you to stretch out in
yes,
me,
Lord
this,
Jesus,
not me stretching. I'm stretching out in you, Amen. Mm, I'm changing everything about you. I'm changing your name. I'm changing
yes,
your
Lord,
dialogue.
Yes,
I'm
Lord,
changing
Jesus.
The way you eat your food. I'm changing
hallelujah,
the way you walk
Jesus.
And the way you talk. I'm changing. I'm shifting
yes,
you into
yes,
purpose.
Yes, Lord,
I'm thrusting
Jesus.
You forward. I'm propelling you forward. But you just got to let me stretch out.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stretch out
yes,
in regard
Jesus.
Tonight. Let me be
yes,
who
Lord.
You want me to
yes,
be. Let
Lord.
Me be who you call me
for me,
to
Jesus.
Be. Nobody
yes,
else.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we got too many voices in our head. We got too many people talking
yes,
in our ear,
yes.
And we don't want to hear the. We listen. We're missing it because
yes,
we're looking
Lord.
Beyond what God is saying and doing, and
oh,
trying to
hallelujah,
please
Jesus.
Somebody else and please somebody else. We got to
yes.
get it back together. Get back
Amen.
In order. Get back in alignment, people of God.
Yes,
he loves
Lord,
us.
Jesus.
Stay
yes,
in alignment.
Lord.
Don't get out
yes.
of alignment. I know
Amen.
You may need a test up every now and again, but don't let your vehicle get out of alignment. Don't you let your heart
Amen.
Check up get out of alignment.
Amen.
Make sure you do a checkup. And I'm going to
yes,
say
Lord.
This personally.
Yes, Lord.
We need deliverance. Make sure you
yes,
do a daily
Amen.
Checkup. If you do a daily checkup, then you will be good all year long because
Amen.
You're doing it daily. But if those of you
yes.
check up every 3 months or quarterly, all right, now, make sure you check up and do all the checkup. Don't miss not one thing on that checklist. Because the very
amen.
Thing you miss might be the very thing God said, I need you to change. The Lord have
yes,
mercy.
Amen.
We thank
yes,
God for tuning in on tonight with us. We love
thank
you, Lord, and be blessed. Stay encouraged.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are there anybody? Is there anybody else that want to get on tonight? You know, we don't want to beg you. We don't want to push you. We want you to come by free will. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so amazing. Amen. He's so amazing. And we just thank him for everything that he's doing. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. All right. Well, we do bless the Lord on tonight. Listen, you guys, I've not put, you know, this year I've not posted me in engagements, but I am getting engagements. And if you guys, you know, want me, would like to have me in your church or your conferences, amen, or your symposiums or, you know, your meeting greets or whatever you have going on, I am available. You just have to check, you know, let me know the dates or time or whatever. I would love to come and serve you. I really would. I would love to come serve you and your people or your guests. Amen. Just reach out to me, Sylvia Hunter, on Facebook. Amen. You know, reach out to, and if you, you know, need a relationship coach, spiritual counseling, amen, you can reach out to me through the Married to Ministry Facebook page. You'll see a purple, it has a purple logo, purple M, amen, logo. Reach out to me, amen. If you'd like to, you know, if you are looking for a covering, amen, for you or a covering for your ministry that God has given you and you want to become a part of the fellowship, reach out to me. Amen. Even if you reach out to the Dr. Sylvia Hunter's public page, reach out. Either way, I will check it. Amen. Or inbox me. Amen. Do not hesitate. Amen. Because God want to do a work in you. And if he chose me to help you, here I am. I humbly submit. So listen, I want you guys to meet me next week. Same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Amen. We want you to come back for another powerful packed word in the Lord. Amen. I hope that you can apply this word on tonight to your lives. When people start acting strange and they have the kids say they're acting weird, all right, you tell them to put it in blood. Keep it moving. Stop stopping and getting off course for these low-budget people. Low budget. Hear what I'm saying? They're not worth it. They ain't got a bucket to piss in neither, a window to throw it out. Listen, I love you guys. I'll meet you back here next week, same time, same Jesus station. Y'all go in peace. Shalom.
strangeness, lost, just caught in a daze, frightened and outcast, life passed on you away, broken, defeated, you can't seem to win, so you cry out, holy, because you need a friend. Stop crying, crying, he'll be there through the night. Stop denying, denying, he's able to change your life. No more hurting, hurting, joy comes in the light. I can see you breaking and praying that something will go right. Call on him and he'll set you free. Alpha, Omega, you're my beginning and the end. Father, my Savior, you're a healer and a friend. Master Jehovah, my life is in your hands. I am free. Confused, distracted, no focus to your calling. Your feelings useless, depression has you falling. Your prayings, fasting, believing in a chance. So you cry out, holy, you need deliverer. Stop crying, crying, he'll be there through the night. Stop denying, denying, he's able to change your life. No more hurting, hurting, joy comes in the light. I can see you breaking and praying that something will go right. Just call on him, cause he'll set you free.
Alpha, Omega,
you're my beginning and my end.
Father, my Savior,
you're a healer and a friend.
Master Jehovah,
you see my life is in your hands.
I am free. Alpha, Omega,
my beginning and my end.
Father, my Savior,
you're a healer and a friend.
Master Jehovah,
my life is in your hands.
I'm free.
so glad I'm free.